is situated in the south of the United States. It is a peninsula surrounded by water. In it are palm trees and brilliant flowers. The climate, like the lush vegetation, is subtropical, and yet, winter and summer, it is washed in cool breezes from the Atlantic Ocean on the east and the Gulf of Mexico on the west. Most people think of Florida as a vacation land. It is. In the winter, people from Ohio and Kansas, from New York and Maine, from every state, including California, travel to Florida. Here, surrounded by the luxuriant plant and animal life of the tropics, they fish and swim and lie in the sun. Some of them seek the Fountain of Youth. That's an old tradition in Florida. In the year 1513, a certain Spanish governor of Puerto Rico came to this wild place searching the fabulous fountain. His name was Ponce de Leon. The day he landed was Pascua del Florida, which is Spanish for Easter, the Easter of flowers. And so, from the word flowers, Florida got its name on Easter Sunday, 1513. Nobody has found the Fountain of Youth, but the tourist does find such warm comfort and such extravagant beauty that the passing days are forgotten, which is one way of staying young. Florida abounds in wildlife. In bird sanctuaries all over the state, loud voices and gay plumage fill the trees with color and sound. These are flamingos, certainly a colorful addition to the tropical landscape. As their color might indicate, they are nervous and excitable, especially since they've only recently been imported to this country. For though they are known as Phenicopterus americanus, or American flamingos, their real home is the island of Andros in the Bahamas. They were brought to Florida 5 or 6 years ago, and at first they refused to lay eggs. But recently, they have been increasing, and some of these birds were hatched in this country. They lay only 1 or 2 eggs a year. Just before the egg is laid, a safe, marshy place is found where they erect a nest of mud like these. The egg is laid in this nest while it is still damp. But by the time the egg is hatched, the nest is dry and comfortable for the new flamingo. Like ducks, flamingos get their living from the small mollusks, fish, worms, and seeds which they find at the bottom of ponds. Their beak is sharply bent, so that when they root for food, their bills are upside down. Inside their bills are tiny ridges, which help them separate the food from the mud. They are very cautious birds, and when they feed or sleep, they post sentries. These sentries keep a careful watch, and when anything suspicious appears, they croak a warning. Whereupon the whole flock flies away like a red cloud. And always there is the background of wild green jungle, a jungle with creepers and deadly moccasins and vines and curious flowers, flowers such as you might find in the heart of tropical Africa. There are many weird and colorful birds, beautiful birds with harsh voices. These are aigrettes in a sanctuary. And these are macaws. People tame them so that the wildlife entertains the visitor. The cockatoo is ignored and feels insulted. birds are almost as bright as the lady's hat. Typical of Florida towns, as the tourist knows them, is Palm Beach. The wide palm-lined avenues of this East Coast town are like those in South America. Well-watered green lawns and gay gardens stretch out beneath exotic trees. The Gulfstream Golf Club, with cool arcades and verandas. Lovely houses, a jewel of a place beneath blue skies beside a blue sea. Luxurious. But there are other communities in Florida, too. This one is Riviera, across the bay from Palm Beach. It's another world entirely, inhabited by fisher folk who came from the Bahama Islands about 20 years ago. They're an unusual people of mixed descent. Scotch, French, English, Portuguese, Indian, and Spanish. It is a unified community, proud of its small mission. Mostly their living comes from the sea. The men spend their time fishing or fixing the boats and nets. They're excellent sailors and do their own boat building. When the catch is good and the market is high, they live well. When the catch isn't good, they don't live so well. Just plain Americans trying to get along and having a pretty tough time. When the men are out fishing, the women aren't idle. After the housework is done, they work at a craft, a simple craft. Their skill has been handed down to them for generations. From the materials at hand, they make things like baskets, hats, pocketbooks, and table decorations. Palmetto in the nearby swamps is one of their materials. At the time of the new moon, while the new shoots are pliable, they cut them off. They never cut the same tree twice, a tradition which saves the tree for the next year. Then they call the boys in to help strip the palmetto tops into convenient widths. They are laid in the hot sun to cure. In summer, this takes 4 to 5 days. In winter, 2 to 3 weeks. The breezes help in the drying process, and when the material is dry, it's called straw. Then, when the strips are seasoned, the women wet them and plait them into workable sections, sections that may be made into hats or baskets. Some of the friendly people who live in Palm Beach nearby come and help them. They show the women how to make different kinds of hats. And more important, how to make them stylish so people will buy them. The finished work is well done, carefully made. Smart pocketbooks, knitting bags, and shade hats. They work with other materials too, like shells. The small boys who are too young to make hats or decorations walk down to the beach and pick them up. They have lovely names: Jingle, Sunshell, Moonshell, Bloody Lion's Paw. Another material is fish scales. In a fishing community, there are always plenty of them. The scales are scraped from the fish that the men bring home: barracuda, tarpon, snapper, and snook. These scales are soaked for several days and then dried in the sun, bleached white, and dyed. Their friends in Palm Beach have given them recipes for dyeing the scales. They drill the shells and scales, snip up bits of wire. These scales will be a flower. Using the shells as petals, her hands work fast, make many flowers a day. The leaves are usually made of scales, the flowers of shells. These plants have a simplicity and decorative beauty that reminds one of Chinese art. They make charming table decorations, permanent, colorful. As for design, the women don't have to work from drawing. They simply look at the natural tropical flowers that bloom about their town winter and summer. Designed by nature, executed by the women. This branch is translated into shell and fish scales. When the women have enough hats, pocketbooks, necklaces, and plants, Opportunity Incorporated steps in. Opportunity Incorporated is the name of a group of women in Palm Beach who discovered that these people had inherited an unusual craft, and they have helped them develop new techniques as well as a profitable market. One group of American women helping another group of American women. And so this small community in Florida is becoming busy and more independent. Not through charity, but by their own efforts. The men fish and earn the bread. The women and children, with their own skill, earn the extras. Just one of many little towns in America where people work hard and by their work retain their independence. At the end of the day, the men come home from the fishing. The women put away their work and start supper. There is fish to eat and scales to make flowers of, and some fish left over for the pelicans.